So let's load in our dictionary first. For each word in the dictionary text file, we're going to store it in the dictionary's data structure, and that structure is up to you. You can use linked lists, hash tables, or tries, or perhaps another data structure. For this walkthrough, I'm going to talk about hash tables and tries. First, let's talk about hash tables. Hash tables can be thought of as an array of buckets, and we assign the buckets to the given keys using a hash function. What do I mean by this? Let's go to an example. Say we have 10 CS50 stress balls, each with a number from 1 to 10. Well then, I might have a box to keep all of my stress balls in them, and later on, if I wanted to find the number, say, 7, then I could just reach in and find the number 7. But say I want to be a little bit more organized and find the number a little bit faster. Well then, I might have two boxes, one for odds and one for evens. And so I would sort each ball, depending on whether they have an odd number or an even number, and put them into their appropriate box. Now say I have 20 stress balls, each numbered from 1 to 20. Using this same system, I could sort the odds and the evens, and then I would have 10 balls each in every box. Might take me a little bit longer now to search through to find the number that I want. But in this case, I have created essentially a hash table of two boxes and a hash function that assesses whether the number is even or odd. If it's odd, it puts it into the odd box, and if it's even, it puts it into the even box. Now, even with the same size hash table with two buckets or two boxes, I could have a different hash function. For instance, I could decide that all of the numbers above 5 would go in the blue box, and all of the numbers below 5 and including 5 will go in the pink box. That way, with my balls numbered 1 through 10, I'd have 5 in each box. But now say I actually have numbers up to 15. Well then, my blue box would be distinctly larger or more filled than the other one, creating an unbalanced hash table. Let's take it one step further. Say now we have balls from 1 all the way to 20. Well, we've learned that we don't really want to rummage through too many balls in one given box because it might take us longer to find a specific number. So now that we have more balls, we might introduce more boxes to sort them into. So I might introduce a hash function that sorts numbers 1 through 5 to one box, 6 through 10 to another, 11 through 15 in another, and lastly, 16 through 20. So I want you to think about hash tables as simply a collection or an array of buckets. And in this case, we're going to talk about each bucket as a linked list. This is going to be one of the most important points that I want you to remember, that a hash table in this instance is going to be represented as an array of linked lists. There are certainly other ways to represent hash tables, but we're going to go with this for the rest of the walkthrough. Linked lists are comprised of nodes, where nodes aren't native data structures, but rather a struct that we create, where a node has a value as well as a pointer to the next node. Since we're dealing with pointers, it's very important not to lose any links in your linked list. So in a linked list, you have your first node that points to the next node that points to the next, until the last node points to null. Now that we're beginning to get familiar with linked lists, let's go to a hash table. Here I have an integer hash table where I have 4 linked lists. If I were to insert 3 values into my linked list, then the 14 value would go into my second linked list, the 22 likely into the third linked list, and 31 into the last one. So how do I actually insert a node into a linked list? Here's a snippet of code that will allow you to define your node for a word, as well as create 2 nodes and make your very first linked list. Here within the typedef struct node, I've declared a character array called word, as well as a pointer to a node called next. Whenever I want to create a node, I'm actually going to declare a node pointer, calling malloc and passing in the size of a node, so that I create enough space in memory just for the space of one node. I'm going to create 2 nodes, node 1 and node 2. I'm going to populate the word values of those nodes by taking the node pointer and using arrow notation. Node 1, arrow word, and node 2, arrow word. And I'm going to put hello into the first node and world into the second. If I wanted to create a linked list, then all I'd have to do is assign the node 1 next pointer to node 2. And there I have a linked list of length 2. Now that we know how to create one linked list, let's talk about creating a hash table, where a hash table is an array of linked lists, where each element of the array is a node pointer. So then, going back to the same definition for our node struct, if we were to create a hash table, then it would look something like this. If, for instance, we wanted a hash table with 50 buckets. So how do we populate our dictionary with those words into those linked lists? Well, we're going to start by scanning into the file with valid words and taking in one word at a time until that text file has ended using this snippet of code. From there, I want you to malloc a node pointer for each new word. Using this snippet here, you want to make sure always, whenever you malloc, to make sure that that's successful. Because if it returns null, then that means you don't have enough memory and you'll have to quit your program, unload, and return false. But let's say it does happen and you do have enough memory. Then what you need to do is copy that word that you scanned in into that new node that you just created. All right, so say you know which bucket or which linked list your new node belongs to. How do you insert that in to an already existing linked list? Here's a wrong example of how to do it. If I were to just call head equals new node, then my head node pointer would just point to new node, and then all of the nodes that it previously pointed to would drop away. So let's try this again and figure out a way to insert our new nodes such that we don't lose any other nodes. Well, I might take the new node and point that at the head of my linked list. Then I'll assign the head of the linked list to new node. That way, my list can stretch out, expand, and I haven't lost any nodes. So how do we figure out which word belongs in which linked list? We'll have to use a hash function, much like we used a hash function to sort our stress balls in the beginning of this video. The hash function will take a string, or a word, and it'll return an index. Make sure that that index is capped at the number of buckets that you have. A hash function must be deterministic. That means that the same value or the same word needs to map to the same bucket every single time. So every single time you hash the word dog, it's going to give you the exact same index. So let's recap. New node arrow word contains the word from the dictionary. And hashing that will give us the index of the bucket in the hash table that you want to insert it into. Inserting that into the linked list will store it into your dictionary. Now say that instead of a hash table, you'd like to implement your dictionary as a try. A try is a data structure that also deals with nodes, but these nodes are going to be different. Each node in a try contains an array of node pointers, one for every letter in the alphabet, and an apostrophe. Each element in that array will point to another node. And so if that node is null, then that means that that letter isn't the next letter of any word in that sequence. Furthermore, every node must indicate whether it's the last character of a word or not. Let's go into the definition for this node, and then we'll go into a visual example. You'll see here that in my definition, I'll have a Boolean, is word. So if that's true, then that means that that letter indicates a complete word. If not, it's just part of a substring. Then I have an array for all of the letters of the alphabet plus my apostrophe, and that's an array of node pointers. Finally, in order to keep track of my try, I'm going to create a node pointer called root that keeps track of the very top of my try. So how do we load words into our dictionary? For every dictionary word that we get from scanning into the file as I showed earlier, we'll want to iterate through the try. Now, each element in children corresponds to a different letter, so we'll want to check the value at that appropriate index of the children array. Now, if that's null, then we'll want to malloc a new node and have children I point to it. But if it's not, then we'll move to the next node and continue. Once we reach the end of that word to the final character, we'll set isWord to be true. Let's look at a visual example and see how this works. Let's go through an example of inserting the word fox into our dictionary. And let's say that this is the very first word that we're inserting. Because I've already defined my nodes, I'm going to malloc a node pointer called root to keep track of the very top of my try. F is the sixth letter of the alphabet, and so it's going to be at index 5 of the children array. I'm going to malloc a new node there. Now let's go to the next letter, O. We're going to create another node at children index 14, because O is the 15th letter of our alphabet. Finally, let's go to X. X is going to be at children index 23. Now, since X is the very last letter in the word fox, we're going to set the value of isWord to be true. Now let's say we want to insert the next word into our dictionary, foo, F-O-O. Well, we're not going to malloc anything for the letter F because we've already created it. We're also not going to malloc anything for the letter O because that already exists in our dictionary as well. We're only going to malloc a node when one doesn't exist already, and that's going to be for the last letter O, which is also the end of the word, so isWord is going to be true as well. Let's take our dictionary, which has two words right now, and add in another word, dog. We're going to need to malloc a new node for the letter D. That's going to be at index 3 of the root's children array. For the next letter O, we're going to create a new node, and then another new node for the letter G, making sure to set isWord to be true. Now we have three words in our dictionary. Let's insert one last word, do, D-O. As we go down our try, we'll notice that we don't need to create any new nodes. Rather, all we have to do is set the Boolean isWord to be true at the appropriate letter. All right, and there we have a fully loaded hash table or a fully loaded try.